Bo Wolf here alongside Greg Cosell for the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Taking a look now at the free agent offensive linemen, and we'll start with the former first-round pick, Greg, Brian Bulaga from the Green Bay Packers, a right tackle.
Yeah, nice right tackle. Here you see him in the run game. This is good athleticism, good movement. Gets a defensive end on the ground on an Eddie Lacy run. Bulaga actually was a left tackle in college, but like so many left tackles in college, they make the transition to right tackle simply because they don't quite have the lateral movement, the foot quickness, the redirect to play left tackle in the NFL. Bulaga, a very solid right tackle prospect.
All right, well, we move from the right side to the left side. Michael Roos from the Tennessee Titans. A little bit older, 32 years old. I think he started all 148 games of his career, but he did suffer an injury this season. He's potentially considering retirement, but if not, what does he bring to the
table? Yeah, and I think that he'd be done in Tennessee anyway because Taylor Lewan is going to be their left tackle. Roos has been a really, really solid player in his career. Not quite the same player he was. I think at this point in his career, you mentioned he may not even come back to play. If he does get signed, he'd be signed as sort of a competition player. They'll bring him into camp so he can compete.
All right, well, how about we move inside to guard, then a former first-round pick, three-time Pro Bowler, who has also started every game of his career, Mike Iupati.
He's an interesting guy because he did not have a great year this year. And here he does a really nice job. He's really physically talented. There was even talk when he came out of college that down the road he could play tackle. I don't think that'll ever happen. But he's an athletic interior offensive lineman coming off, as I said, not his best season. I still think as far as guards go, he'll be in demand. I think he'll get top dollar because he can pull. He can drive forward. He's powerful. He can do everything you want at the offensive guard position.
Does he have that athleticism that the Eagles, a team like the Eagles, would be looking for?
I think he does. I think he watching him pull, I mean, this was a team that the 49ers that ran a ton of power, which the Eagles don't necessarily run a ton of power,
right.
But Iupati has that kind of athletic movement that would work.
All right, well, we move to another guard, former right tackle, now left guard, Orlando Franklin from Denver, who, guess what, has started every game of his career.
And he's a pretty good player. He moved inside. You see some excellent movement here. You know, very often when tackles move inside to guard, obviously they still have that very good movement so they can either run power, the gap schemes, or they can pull and get on the perimeter. Franklin actually had a very good season for Denver. I would be very surprised if Denver let him get away, especially if Peyton Manning comes back.
All right, well, we move further inside to center now, a former second-round pick out of Florida State, Rodney Hudson from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Smaller center, pretty athletic, good player, solid interior offensive lineman. Again, an anchor of an offensive line. I think you have to understand what you get with him. He's not a big, strong, physical power player. He's a smaller movement player. That's his game.
Similar player, maybe a little bit bigger, but similarly athletic in the middle, Steven Wisniewski. You'll see him sort of just over Derek Carr there. And he, too, Greg, has started every game of his career.
Yeah, and he's a very similar player. I would agree. He's more of an athletic movement player than a power player. I think his technique is very good. I think he understands leverage. I think he understands blocking angles. I think Wisniewski is a very solid center in this league.
All right, finally we go to Cincinnati, Clint Bowling, who has played right tackle and left guard. Here he is at left guard.
Yeah, and this was a team, Cincinnati, that ran the ball much, much better as the season progressed. Bowling was a critical part of that. They moved him around on the offensive line a bit due to injury, so he did play some tackle. His best position is inside because of his movement. He does not have the movement to play on the edge of tackle. But Bowling, another one of those guys, I think you can sign him, you can plug him in, and you can feel pretty comfortable that he can be your left guard.
All right, well, those are your options along the offensive line in free agency. For Greg Cosell, I'm Bo Wolf. We thank you for watching, and we will see you later for the draft portion of the film room.